Thanks for listening to today's message. We hope that it will encourage you and help you live out your faith in everyday life. Make sure to download our church app by typing Comox Pentecostal into Google Play or the App Store to enjoy more podcasts, Bible resources, giving options, and more.
So last week I talked about the woman who touched the hem of Jesus' garment and was instantly healed. We had a great time of praying together, praying for the individuals of our church and praying for our church in general. I feel that God ministered to the hearts of our people. Today we're going to be talking. I'm going to be talking in my little series, Last Resort Number 2. All right, we're going to start with the Jeopardy board. And by the way, our intern who's now in Bible College in Saskatchewan put this all together. He did a great job, and that's Evan Stensrud. We'll miss the guy tremendously. So your category today is invalid or invalid. And the answer is, I've been waiting 38 years for someone to take me to the pool. For someone to take me to the pool. Could you imagine 38 years for someone to take you to the pool? Does somebody know the answer? Okay, Sheila. Do you want to be healed? You are right. I've got a prize for you after the service, all right? All right, do you want to be healed? In this message, I'll be sharing a story about a man who waited for 38 years to be healed. Could you imagine? So we're going to read from John chapter 5, 1 to 15. So you can follow along with me if you brought your Bible. I'll be reading from the NLT version, or you can follow along with the screen, all right? Let's just pray. Lord, we pray for your peace. Lord, we pray that you speak to our heart. Lord, there's so many great truths and so many great things in this passage. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you just do a tremendous work on our heart, Lord. And if today is the day, Lord, you know the things that we face, you know the things maybe we've struggled with, you know the things that are heavily on our mind. We just pray, Lord, that you would bring even light to those things, and that you would help, and you would bring healing. In Jesus' name, amen. Afterward, Jesus returned to Jerusalem for one of the Jewish holy days. Inside the city near the Sheep Gate was the Pool of Bethesda with 5 covered porches. Crowds of sick people, blind, lame, or paralyzed, lay on the porches. One of the men lying there had been sick for 38 years. When Jesus saw him and knew he had been there, been ill for a long time, he asked him, "Would you like to get well?" "I can't, sir," the sick man said, "for I have no one to put me into the pool when the water bubbles up. Someone else always gets there ahead of me." Jesus told him, "Stand up, pick up your mat, and walk." Instantly, the man was healed. He rolled up his sleeping mat and began walking. But this miracle happened on the Sabbath, so the Jewish leaders objected. They said to the man who was cured, "You can't work on the Sabbath. The law doesn't allow you to carry a sleeping mat." But he replied, "The man who healed me told me, 'Pick up your mat and walk.'" "Who said such a thing as that?" they demanded. The man didn't know, for Jesus had disappeared into the crowd. But afterward, Jesus found him in the temple and told him, "Now you are well, so stop sinning. Or something even worse may happen to you." Then the man went and told the Jewish leaders that it was Jesus who had healed him. Pretty amazing story, isn't it? Do you want healing today? Do you want healing today? This side, do you want healing today? How many of you like going to the pool? Put up your hand. How many of you like going to the pool? All right, Okay, quite a few. How many of you dislike going to the pool? Put up your hand. Which pool? The Peterson pool. No, I love going to the Peterson pool. So when I hear the word pool, my ears perk up because I love swimming. I love spending time with my kids. I've always enjoyed going to beaches, going to pools. I love the hot tub. Come on, who's with me? Hot tub. All right. Now, the pool of Bethesda wasn't a regular pool. The name of the pool is in Aramaic. It means house of mercy. And the pool of Bethesda was to provide water for the temple. And John tells us a great number of disabled people used to lie there, the blind, the lame, the paralyzed. Legend had it that an angel would come down to the pool, stir the pool around, and whoever the first person to go in the stirred pool was made well from what disease or illness that they had. Although the Bible doesn't say that actually happened, okay? Legend. There was covered colonnades, areas that provided shade for these individuals so they wouldn't get sunburnt, right? As they waited for the pool to be stirred up. So the question I am answering this morning is, do you want to get well? Do you want to be healed? So what's your answer? I don't know the things that are heavy on your heart this morning. I don't know the emotional stresses, the sickness in your body, the family dynamics that need to be healed or mended. Number one, what are some of the obstacles or excuses we may have to receive healing? When Jesus asked this man if he'd like to get well, 38 years, what was his reply? I can't, sir. The sick man said, for I have no one to put me into the pool when the water bubbles up. Someone else has to get there ahead of me. Someone else always gets there ahead of me. So Jesus asked the man, would you like to get well? If you were sick for 38 years and you had a hard time moving, how would you respond? Unlike the woman we learned about last week, this woman who struggled with this illness for 12 years, she was desperate for healing. She was desperate for healing. She touched the hem of Jesus' garment and she was instantly healed. She was desperate. This man's reply doesn't seem desperate at all. This man replies after being asked, do you want to get well? He says, I can't, sir. Let's think about this for a second. If you were this man, you would say, yes, right? This man's excuses were, there's no one to help me. When I try, someone always beats me to it. What are some of our excuses today? Maybe you feel like you have a lack of faith. Do we actually believe that Jesus can do a miracle for our body, our family, our marriage, kids? Do we? The other thing I've been hearing over the last week and a half or so is, you know what? Other people have it worse. I don't want to bother God and others about my issues to receive prayer. I don't want other people to pray for my small need. I'm just telling you, I've heard that many times over the last few weeks. Do you know that God cares for us? Do you know that God cares for everyone? He loves everyone. He is able to care for everyone. God is not like you and me. God cares for the things that are heavy on our heart. He cares for our family. He cares for anxieties. He cares for our relationships. Students, He cares for you as you go to school this week. Some of you are thinking, I've got to go to a new school. Those things can be really difficult, right? But God is with you, right? Those things matter to God. We have international students that are with us. God is with you. God can be there for you. Another excuse could be, we hear of so many different stories of God doing amazing work in other countries, but we don't always hear the stories around here. But guess what? I believe that God's at work in the Comox Valley. I believe that God's at work in the Comox Valley. Who's with me? As students start a new school year, you have a mission field. And I'm not just talking about the teenagers, I'm talking about the kids as well. You have a mission field, right? We've got a youth group that's going to be starting on the 18th. Invite your friends to our youth ministry. Tell them that you go to church. Tell them that you know who Jesus is. Tell them about your relationship. Kids, do the same. I believe wholeheartedly that God's at work in the Comox Valley. Who do you put your trust in? Number two, who do we put our trust in? Do we trust in those negative thoughts? The man was asked if he wanted to be healed. His response isn't answered with a yes. It's more like, it'd be nice, but there's a lot of things going against it. I need a lot of dominoes to fall. I don't think they had dominoes back then, but I need a lot of dominoes to fall to make it happen. There's a lot of obstacles. His reply showed that he lost determination. He felt defeated. And maybe this morning, you feel defeated about something. You feel that you've lost determination. You feel that there's no hope. And I've been there before. It's not a great place. Maybe you've been dealing with something for years, months, weeks, days, and you don't know what to do about it. Are you feeling defeated about something? Do you have a lack of hope? What are you feeling defeated about? Sometimes contentment comes into play. Am I right? Sometimes contentment, you know what? I'm okay with where I am at this moment. I've been there. You get used to living with something for 38 years and you become content. You get used to living with ailments and pains. You know, I've had this, as I've been preparing for this message, I've had this shoulder pain for about 5 years, and it's affected my back and all that stuff, and I've gotten used to it, right? When it's bad, hey, I'll take ibuprofen, or when my back starts hurting, I'll go to the, you know, go get a massage or go see the chiropractor. I'm settling with that, right? I should be asking God to heal my body. Where there are great challenges, my friend quoted this morning on Facebook, and I just a really close friend of mine, and I need to put that in my message. Where there are great challenges, there is a great possibility for a miracle. Where there are great challenges, there is great possibility for a miracle. You know, I could see people, even as they walk in, I could see some that I just feel like some of your hearts are heavy this morning. Some of your thoughts are heavy this morning. there's a great possibility for a miracle. Now, God's with you. He's with you every step of the way. Count on him. Here's a man waiting all that time for assistance, not knowing that the greatest assistance is right before his eyes. The assistance opportunity of a lifetime. Kids, next time you're waiting to go to the pool or the beach, just remember at least it's not 38 years, right? It may feel it, but it's not. This man's only trust was in other people to make it happen. He wasn't going to the true source. And who's the true source? Jesus. When our complete trust is in man, we are in trouble. This man had no idea who he was talking to. This was the real opportunity to change his life. Jesus hears his defeated heart and shows compassion for him. He tells the man to stand up in verse 8. And the healing wasn't a response to a request, nor an expression of faith. But Jesus asked him to do the impossible. What was the impossible? To stand up. What does this man do? He stands up in faith. Are we convinced God can't or won't heal us like he does others? Can we believe in miracles that we've heard of, that they can happen to us? If Jesus tells us to stand, we must believe a miracle has happened and step out in faith. What miracle do you need this morning? What miracle do you need this morning? Who's got something heavy on their hearts today? Who's got something that resonates? This message is resonating with your heart. How many? Just be honest. Number three, are you willing to give things up and move forward? This man was comfortable with where he was at in life. On TSN, probably one of the stations I probably watch the most for channels, they had this. They shared a story about a hockey player who was a former first-round draft pick. And this guy, he made millions of dollars. He scored tons of goals. He got lots of points. He was a really good player. He was married with kids. He had lots of money, like millions of dollars. He started to make really poor choices, life choices, which eventually he lost his career, lost his family, lost everything, and was discovered on the streets of a city in Ontario. After hearing this, there was other guys, former players that liked this guy and that had a friendship at one time with him, and they offered help. They offered for him to get help, you know, a place to stay, all that stuff. But he declined. He was content with where he was in life. Here's someone who had it all, but now has nothing. Comfort can be deadly. It keeps us in the same spot. After I moved here, Kim and I went to Costco. All right, who likes Costco here? Free samples. Did you read my message? Because I was gonna say something for samples. When we went there, something changed my life. All right, it wasn't the poutine. Okay, maybe changed my body a little bit. It wasn't the samples, which the samples are really good. I agree. It wasn't the hot dogs. I saw something that lit up when I saw it. It was the memory foam toppers. The memory foam toppers. I'm pretty sure they were invented in heaven. All right? I'm pretty sure memory foam is straight from heaven. I love my memory foam topper. All right? I dislike getting out of bed in the morning because I'm so comfortable. I find it a struggle now to stay anywhere else without my memory foam topper, right? If I'm at somebody else's house or if I'm camping, if I'm at a hotel or whatever, I don't have as good a sleep because it's not as comfortable. When we are too comfortable, we don't want to move. We don't want to change. We don't want to improve. I'm comfortable here. I'm good. Don't challenge me. I always need to remind myself the need of stepping out, even if it's uncomfortable. How about we strive for all that God wants us to be? In our workplace, how would it look if we depend more on God? In our school, how would it look if we were less focused on trying to be popular and trying to build relationships with everyone? Trying to reach out to those that are having a hard time. Maybe that's you that's having a hard time. Right? You would appreciate that, wouldn't you? Some of us, I think most of us, would remember what high school's like, am I right? It's awkward at times. You know, some of us probably have different experiences of high school. I like Bible college a lot more than high school myself. Are you content with your struggles or where your life is at? What is God saying to you this morning? And I'm just about done. Just about done. I'm going to ask maybe our worship team to come forward, and then we'll just close in a song. If you'd like to spend some time afterward just to pray, you're welcome to do that. But I absolutely love the second interaction that Jesus has with this man. This is after the religious authorities are upset at him for working on the Sabbath, for walking with a mat. Can you imagine? Man, I'd be running, I'd be skipping, I'd be doing all that stuff because of the life-changing moment I just had. Verse 14 says, but afterward, Jesus found him in the temple and told him, now you are well. Right? This is after. Jesus said, now you are well, so stop sinning. Or something even worse may happen to you. Then the man went and told the Jewish leaders that it was Jesus who had healed him. Jesus was concerned by his spiritual well-being, the choices, the decisions he was making. He wasn't just concerned for his physical health. He was concerned with where he was going to spend eternity. Are you concerned for your heart this morning? You know, surprisingly, there's no indication that this encounter strengthened the man's faith. And that he started to have a relationship with Jesus. Although one thing, he confesses who was his healer, Jesus. Jesus Christ, the one who can heal with a simple word, the Savior who can forgive any sin, the true master of the house of mercy. Do you want healing today? Are we prepared to take the medicine that Jesus has prescribed? Are you willing to give things up? to live the life that God wants you to live? Will you let him be the healer this morning? Let's just stand. We're just going to worship together. Just talk to God. And if that's you today, if something, you know, this is a message that God has placed on my heart, and I believe he wants to do something real in our hearts this morning. And I think he already is. If that's you and you just need to spend more time with God, talk things over, give him your marriage, give him a relationship that's heavy on your heart. Maybe you need to ask for healing about something. If you're just kind of ready, if you'd like to pray along with some people, if they're here, yeah, maybe you're just here and you just want to spend time by yourself. I'm willing to pray with you, but let God minister to your heart this morning.
Thanks again for listening to today's message. We hope that it encouraged you as you live out your faith in everyday life. Make sure to download our church app by typing Comox Pentecostal into Google Play or the App Store to enjoy more podcasts, Bible resources, giving options, and more.